And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now, a little music from yesteryear, like way, way yesteryear. Ron McFarlane is one of the most acclaimed masters of a very old instrument, the lute. He's a Grammy-nominated lute virtuoso who was a founding member of the Baltimore Consort. He's also a founder of a great early and contemporary music group called Earhart, and he's worked with many of the other great early music groups in venues across the United States and around the world. Ron, it's good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Welcome back home, because you grew up
here. I did. Grew up in Ellicott City.
Yeah, yeah. You've brought this beautiful instrument, and folks, if you're tuning in on the Facebook live stream, you can see this gorgeous instrument that Ron has, and he really does play it beautifully, more beautifully than most people play it. So let's jump right in and have you play us a tune. What would
All
you like
right.
to start
this is
with?
This is a Fancy by John Dowland.
Okay. Of John Dowland, the English Renaissance composer. My guest, Ron McFarlane, who's playing for us here in Studio A. We are streaming our little mini concert on the WIPR Facebook page. So you've been playing the lute since about 1978.
That's right, 40 years.
Yeah, God bless. And but you started as a rock and roll guitar
player. I did, like millions of other teenagers, and got interested in classical guitar. And my favorite classical guitar music to play was the old music from the Renaissance and Baroque. Most of that had originally been lute music that was arranged for guitar. So I just wanted to try out the instrument that was originally written for, and really fell in love with the instrument as well as the music.
It's a different instrument. How many strings do you have?
This has 19 strings.
19, and the guitar has six.
Right.
You know, the fingerboard is much wider. The guitar fingerboard, you know, probably half the width of this one. So it's a very different animal, isn't it?
It's a very different animal. It has a different tone quality. It's strung in pairs, kind of like a 12-string guitar. And it's very, very light tension, so it responds to a delicate touch. It has its own very unique voice, I think.
And speaking of unique voice, you are actually writing music, contemporary music,
right,
for the lute. I mean, people think of lute players as playing all this stuff from the medieval and Renaissance times, you know, 1400 to 1600, long time ago.
Right.
But you're actually writing new music for the lute.
I am. Not much has been written in the last 200 years or so. So I'm kind of picking up on the old tradition of the composer / performer of the Renaissance and the Baroque. The performers and the composers were one and the same person,
right,
back in the old days, much like singer-songwriters nowadays. So I'm just writing some of my own music as well as playing all the old.
Well, play us another tune here, if you would.
This is a Passacaglia by Alessandro Piccinini.
Ron McFarlane, that's music of Alessandro Piccinini. Ron McFarlane and Paul Odette will play a concert for two lutes, virtuoso duets from Italy and England tomorrow night at the Concert Hall at Towson University. It's part of the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society series. We're going to hear a little bit more from Ron McFarlane as we take you out this afternoon. Looking ahead to Monday's program here on Midday, we're going to talk to the authors of a book called The Black and the Blue, A Cop Reveals the Crimes, Racism, and Injustice in America's Law Enforcement. We will talk about that Monday on Midday. We want to thank Bottoms Up Bagels for serving lunch today. Bottoms Up Bagels is a small batch pop-up bagel shop preparing hand-rolled New Jersey-style bagels, house-cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating back to the 1940s. They're available at the Waverly and the JFX Farmers Markets and online at bottomsupbagels.com. We also want to thank Healthy People Juice for providing fresh, local, artisan, cold-pressed vegetable and fruit juices. Healthy People Juice is a social enterprise centered around community, service, and health. They offer a variety of cold-pressed organic juices. They're located in Fells Point. You can find out more at healthypeoplejuice.com. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Sienna Greaves, and Kathleen Cahill. We also are grateful to our help that we get from Jacob Took, Morgan Hikaru Ome, and Micah Middleton. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and directed our theme music. The first night of Hanukkah is Sunday. If you're celebrating Chag Sameach, we want to say have a great weekend. And Ron McFarlane, if you'd be kind enough to play us out, we'd appreciate it.
Indeed.